Okay, today's daf is Bikurim, daf Chavav. Rabosai, we have come to the last daf here in Maseches Bikurim and Talmud Yerushalmi, the last daf of Yerushalmi Seder Zerayim. Unbelievable. So we are have our work to do for today. So let's do it like we have our work to do every day. Baruch Hashem, what a schus it has been to be able to go through all of these wonderful Masechtas that there is no Bavli on. We have been zochet to get into it, and Med Hashem, tomorrow we get into Masechta Shabbos. That'll be a whole new world, whole new world. Every Masechta is a whole new world. But just to mention something that I didn't get to mention the last time or two times ago, and that is Bikurim, part of the Bikurim process, as we've been discussing, has an element that you don't really find by any other mitzvah, and that is Hishtachavaya. Hishtachavaya. We had back in the Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, that after they put the basket down, we had a machlokas tanoim, how exactly the process is done. Do you take a break in the middle? Do you repeat it? Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, you put the basket down, menichu b'tzad mizbeach, v'hishtachava v'yatza. And he goes out, and he bows down, and he goes out. And remember the Aderes Elio, the Gra, had the one line that says, mikan shemishtachavim k'sheyotzim beis hamikdash. Right? This is the makar. That you have to bow down when you leave the Beis HaMikdash. So the Nesiva Shalom in Parshas Kisavo discusses this inyan of Hishtachavaya. Inyan Hishtachavaya. Shidistava Bavas Bikurim. Lo matzinu zos b'shum makom acher bavas karbanos. You don't have it explicitly by all the other karbanos. Right? The Gra generalized it to whenever you leave the Mikdash. But you don't find it explicitly in the Torah Shebichsav by other karbanos. And he quotes from the Kedushas Levi. Shulishas Levi, sheyadua, sheenak yenekipura mechaper, ad sheyavata la'adam es atzmo val kochosav, utchunosav la'kadosh baruch hu. Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless one nullifies themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Mevatel atzmo. That's the inyan of Hishtachavaya. When I go down, and Hishtachavaya meant on all the right, Pisha Yadav Raglaim, as it's called. You go down, like we go on Yom Kippur, on the floor. So that's a symbolic act of hispotless, of a nullification of myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekozman Shadam Shakua Be'enochius, this is now the Mesiva Shalom talking, V'yeshus, as long as I'm focused on myself and I focus on my own ego, then there's a hefsik, there's a mechitza between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. I heard it from the Kutzker, but I guess the Baal Shem Tov is the earlier source. Anochi yomi bein Hashem uveneichem. Right, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm between you and Hashem at our Sinai, but Adarach Drush, Anochi, it's the Anochius, it's the ego focus that stands between us and Hashem. So we have to try to get rid of that. So in Hishtachavaya is, I am mevatel myself. And then he quotes the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba Nunvav. V'nishtachave v'nashuva aleichem. When Avraham Avinu tells Yishmael that he and Yitzchak are going to the Akedah, he says, we're going to be mishtachave v'nashuva aleichem. And you don't find that they were mishtachave by the Akedah. You don't find it anywhere that that's what they did. Right? They did the Akedah. So what does that mean? And the Medrash continues. Hakol b'schus hishtachavaya. Avraham Avinu lo chazer mehar Maria, ela b'schus hishtachavaya. Avoseinu lo nigalu mimitzrayim, ela b'schus hishtachavaya. V'lo kiblu Yisrael ha-Torah, ela b'schus hishtachavaya. Hagolios enon miskansos, ela b'schus hishtachavaya. Right, b'yam ho'itach b'shofar gadol, v'hovdim eretz ashur, v'anidach eretz b'shrayim, v'yishtachavu l'ashem, barakodesh b'yushalayim. So all of these events were based on the Hishtachavaya, because he goes through each one of them can be looked at as a nullification of the participants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, Akedas Yitzchak, the ultimate Bitol Hayesh. But that's also Lizachos Migalus, Kasher Yehudi Margish as Gavlus Habore, B'chol Adraso V'Tefarto, Kulam Batel Umavutal Mimenu Yizbarach. And we lose ourselves, and we recognize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says. We're zocha to that on Shabbos Kodesh, right? And he quotes from Nishmas. But anyway, this is the message from Bikurim, where we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us this fruit. You gave us this fruit in this land, but we're being mishtach of it, because we recognize it's all from you. Okay, let's continue. We are on the top of Chaf Avon Aleph. Chaf Avon Aleph, we just spoke about Itur, where we put the other, we decorate the Bikurim basket with other fruits, machlokes tanoim, we had yesterday, whether you have to use only other shivas aminim fruit, Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Shimon Nanas, that you could use any, even non shivas aminim, and we had other machlokes about chutz laaretz, as well, or different deos, whether it's chutz laaretz, whether it's amon and moaf. Okay, third line on top. Itur bikur min b'sheino mino. Itur, we said the difference between itur and tosefes. Itur, just the making it nice and being ma'ater and crowning it and decorating it, that could be with any, right, even maybe non-shivas aminim or at least other shivas aminim. Tosefes has to be like the min b'mino. So itur bikur min b'sheino mino. Tanya says the Tosefta, ha bikurim mitzvah laviyim b'shiva kelim. If I'm bringing bikurim from all shivas aminim, l'chachila, it makes it more beautiful to do it in seven separate baskets. Seven kelim. If I'm bringing from the all the shivas aminim. Right, that is hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah, as we said, maybe this is a unique hiddur mitzvah to bikurim, but we always ask that. Whenever we talk about hiddur mitzvah, we say, oh, is this a unique hiddur mitzvah, or is this like the kol ha-Torah kula hiddur mitzvah? So I don't really know exactly what the kol ha-Torah kula hiddur mitzvah is, if they're all unique. But this hiddur mitzvah for Eretz Chanukah, which for sure is a unique concept, right? The only mitzvah that we have a regulated hiddur mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote the first two levels. If you remember, Mahadrim and Amahadrim, the three levels from Besecha Shabbos, Nereshu Beso, Mahadrim and Mahadrim and Amahadrim. The Shulchan Aruch just goes straight, right, to Mahadrim and Amahadrim. That's what we do. 1 to 8, and it doesn't even quote, so that's regulated and mandated. So Chanukah is obviously a unique hiddur mitzvah. Sukkah, Pre Eitz Hadar. There, that's the source for the word, Pre Eitz Hadar. So, hiddur mitzvah. So, bikurim also might be unique, but in any case, these are all in the larger framework and rubric of hiddur mitzvah, and most hiddur mitzvahs are about the chefza. About the chefza, making the object beautiful, making the esrog, maybe making the neiris chanukah, maybe making the bikurim beautiful. We do find, as the achronim point out, Rav Asher Weiss has this, but other achronim point out, there are sometimes hiddur mitzvahs in the maisa. In the Maisa, the Rashi and the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, not eating matzah on Erev Pesach is hiddur mitzvah. So I have an appetite to eat matzah at the Seder. There's no hiddur mitzvah in the Chefza there. Right? There's just hiddur mitzvah in the Maisa. There's a Tosfos that says, saying something myself instead of relying on Shomea Ka'one might be hiddur mitzvah. Might be hiddur mitzvah. Okay, but this is the classic hiddur mitzvah, so to speak, hiddur mitzvah in the chefza. So it's a mitzvah to bring it in seven separate kelim. Vim hevian bekli echad yatzah, but if you did it in one kli, you're also yotze. If you put all of the minim into one kli, it's okay. Ketzeduo says, so if it's in one kli, so what do you do? If it's in one kli, there's still, you should put him layered, and the most chashiv on top, the least chashiv on the bottom. So, nosein seorim milamata. The, so to speak, we're not talking badly about any of the shivas aminim, but the lowest on the level is the barley. So orim milamata, v'davar achar gabeim, and then you put like a separation, because some leaves in between, you put the barley on the bottom. Why is the barley least chashuv? Barley, well, we know barley is known in symbolically in halacha as animal food. Animal fodder, right? The minchas sota comes from seorim. The minchas haomer, the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach comes from Seorim. Right, the Mefarshim talk about the two poles, the start of Sfira, which has the Minchas Omer, which comes from barley. And that's Matir, the Chadash, outside the Beis HaMikdash. And then 50 days later, on Shavuos, we bring the Shtei Alechem, which comes from the new wheat. And the process of Sfira is going from Machal Behema to Machal Adam. So Seorim is always known as animal fodder, and that's why it's on the bottom. Chitin al gabehen, v'darach al gabehen, and then wheat. Wheat's in the next level up, right? So it's interesting, the Chasdei David, right? That's the classic commentary on the Tosefta. If you look at the Tosefta here, in Bikurim. Tosefta in Bikurim. This is all Tosefta. So he points out, isn't it interesting that the Chitim and Seorim, there's only two prakim of Tosefta Bikurim. There's three prakim in Mishnayos, but two. Isn't it interesting? Isn't that usually the first bracha? Chitim and Seorim, that's Mizonos, right? So yeah, we cover the chalas because we don't want the wine to be embarrassed, the chalas to be embarrassed because it should be going first. And here Seorim and Chitim are on the bottom. So he points out that's only once it's made into dough. Once it's made into dough and it gets the Mizonos, that is the most chashiv. If you eat raw flour, even before that, if you eat, you have a stalk of wheat, that's a hadama, right? And then if you crush it into a flour, that's a shahakol. And then if you make it into flour, see, he says that's why it's on the bottom here. Here's, and it's not crushed up. It's not, it's raw. It's the stalks. Hilkach, he says, I'm reading from the Chasdei David here on the bottom of the Tosefta. Degri mikulu, perasi ilan, shabo bakasav. The Alpha God, I mean, in Parakam of the Brachas. Parakasim of Archim, sorry. Kolokodim epasik, kodim lebracha, you go by what's earlier in the brach, in the pasik. Hainodavka, bechitim vasorim, she asan pas. Halavachi, afilu rimonim, adifi minayu. She brachaso kashuva, she bori priya eitz. Right, even pomegranates. Vehanach einon ela bori priyadama, ukidas habahag, she pasak harmaran beshulchan arach, hilkach saorin gri lamata menakol, lamalaman chitim the mistoma, bikure chitim saorin davar muat, vakoin yochleim haklayas vachayotse, avokde lohodia nami, de zimnin chitim chashivi mikulu, kiasan pas o tafshil. But because you want to show that sometimes if you would do something with this wheat, that would make it the most chashuv, that's why you put it right next to, what's going to be next to olives. The zeisim da'adifi mikol ha'eraminim she'in rishon la'aretz, basra, v'chulu. So every little detail here is significant. So back to the Tosefta. Chitim al-gabayim v'davar achar al-gabayim. Zeisim al-gabayim v'davar achar al-gabayim. Then comes the olives are next. Davar achar al-gabayim. Tamarim al-gabayim v'davar achar al-gabayim. Then comes the dates. Rimonim al-gabayim v'davar achar al-gabayim. Te'enim al-gabayim v'davar achar al-gabayim. The figs. Lamala mehen anavim. Grapes are on top. Grapes, wine. That's the highest level. That's the, it's considered the most chashim. Umakif alehen eshkol shel anavim mibachutz. And then you are makif and you surround the, with other grapes, right, to beautify it. Fine. V'loi olim l'chidim, continuing yechidim. And as we said, people didn't go up by themselves to the Bikurim ceremony. They just go, oh, I have Bikurim, I'm ready. But these are gathering groups. Ela plachim, plachim. These are gathering groups. As we said, they went to the city of the head of the ma'ama. They slept in the street. And they all went the next day. They used to travel two-thirds of the day. Not the whole day. They didn't want to get exhausted. So they used to travel two-thirds of the day. Shtei yados bayom. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Kidei shelo ye'afu. So they wouldn't become tired. Wouldn't become tired, and they had koach. So you gather all together. This is an example. I think we mentioned this. The Pnei Moshe. I think he mentioned this a couple of days ago. To the halachic principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech. Berov Am Hadras Melech. Berov Am Hadras Melech. We know that there are certain levels. There are certain numbers that kind of like take us over a hump. Three. Right, you have a mezumin, 10. There's a minyan, hashras hashchina, right, 10. All these different levels. So does Berova Madras Melech mean any number? Like 67 is better than 66. Berova Madras Melech is better to do a mitzvah with 67 people than with 66. Is that true? Right, every single one that you do a mitzvah, Berov Am, Hadras Melech, and the great multitude of people is the glory of the king. That's the principle. So is there, what about two? What about two? What about any amount? So if you look, Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher on Klali HaMitzvahs, he has a piece on Berov Am Hadras Melech. What's Klali HaMitzvahs? The Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam, earlier, told you this earlier, Rav Shlomo Gans, Avram Danzig, in his Chayei Adam, in Klal Samaches, he goes through a number of the Klali HaMitzvahs. The reason like the Mila Mitzvahs, like all the principles that apply to Klalim about mitzvahs, mitzvah al yodah dach mitzena, ein mavir nala mitzvahs. So he goes through some of them. So achronim since then, including the Minchas Asher here, expanded and added on more klalim mitzvahs that the Chayei Adam didn't totally talk about. So he talks about this idea whether any amount in bechal tosefes anoshim yesh mishum berov am lachor nielin es darti de'ein malel b'mispar mesuya. You would think only a specific number. V'yavshin is bar da'apish de'anoshim yesh berov am mikol makom t'was adifi mitrei kibun da'ashkechan derak b'shloshi yizimun three azimun 10 adifi because that's omer tavashim ekdusha. 100 is more than 10 because you look in brachas tapnun right. You say a special zimun when you get to 100. And brachas shem alokenu. Vein mal yaseir betesvav yoser maybe asara. So that's what I would think. That's what I would think, but maybe not. Maybe not. V'yesh b'zeh nafkamina l'gabi sheilam mitzuyah b'bat ha-knesiyos. K'sheyesh b'hem shnei chiyuvim. Happens sometimes on a Motzi Shabbos. We know there's a special chashivus and importance to daven for an avel, for an avel to daven on Motzi Shabbos. So if you come into shul, there's 23 people in shul, and there are two avelim. So is it better to just daven one minyan, right? 23 people are split up. It's so is 23 better than 10? Right? It's better than 10. That's his question. He says, he quotes from Rav Moshe, Ein nachon lasos kein. Rav Amhadras Melech. Quotes from Rav Moshe, better to daven altogether. Altogether. And Rav Asher Weiss here says, look where I wrote what I wrote elsewhere. He says, I think Roy Lasos Kane says because he doesn't think that there's a halachic difference between the 23 and the 10, and therefore he thinks you can't break it up. Can't break it up into two. But Minaganafots, you have to look in many different areas. Like we say Kiddush. That's what the poskim talk about. Bro, I just Melech, one person make Kiddush for everybody else. But let's say tefillin in the morning. Let's say there were four people putting on their tefillin at once. Does one person make the bracha? Amen. And then put on their tefillin? No, nobody does that. Right? Even if they would be able to, like, I see you're putting on your tefillin at the same time as me. We still don't do that. Everybody makes their own bracha. So why sometimes do we say Berov Am? Why sometimes not? Is it if you're doing your own Maisa Mitzvah? By tefillin, you're doing your own Maisa Mitzvah? By Talis? Right? Is that how it is, Berov Am? Different Nihugim. What if Berov Am is going to Mevatel Torah? Right? That's the source of Berov Am in brachas. By taking the besamim on Motzi Shabbos and the Beis Medrash, a Berov Am, because everybody's going to have to wait to get the besamim. But this is a important discussion. But here's one of the examples of Berov Am right here. Berov Am versus Rizim Akim L'Mitzvahs. That's also a big discussion in the postgame, right? What if you could, do Kiddush Levana? You're remembered on Tuesday night to do Kiddush Levana. But there's only 11 people in shul. If you wait till Motzi Shabbos, most people aren't going to do it till Motzi Shabbos, then you'll have a bigger crowd. Right, so is it better to do Berov Am or is Rizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs? You know, all these are important halachic discussions. Okay, so we continue. So we gathered in groups so we could do it Berov Am. Chazane Beis HaKnesses, Olanim Ohim. Right, the leader, the heads of the shuls, maybe this also means that the heads of the mamados, Olanim Ohim, V'lanim Berchov HaShalir, or they slept in the street, V'lohay Nechazan Labatim, Ibnei Oel Atuma, as we've said before. That wasn't because of lack of space. V'tu'unim Ola V'shlamim, as we said, Chorban Ola and Shlamim are brought with the Bikurim, V'lohim Mizaskin B'chazir Hasan, Kedoshim Mizaskin B'Ali Hasan. There wasn't as much pop and circumstance when they left as when they came. When they came, there's a lot of pop and circumstance on the way back. Okay, not all the people came. And thank you for coming, but we'll see you next time. Tosefes Bikurim v'chulu p'tur min hatmai, as we said, itur Bikurim, that's just beautification, but it doesn't have the status of Bikurim. Tosefes Bikurim is like Bikurim, and therefore it's pater from the other Maisris. Pater from Demai, the Brisa adds, not just from Demai. Tonai, p'tur min avadim min hatmai, even from Vadai. Or even if it's Vadai Tevel, but still, Bikurim is taken first. Right? And therefore, Tosefes Bikurim is like Bikurim. It's not chayiv in any of the other Hafrashus. Good. It says the last Mishnah here in Meseches Bikurim in Seder Zerayim. Emasai Amru, Tosefes HaBikurim Ki Bikurim. We say Tosefes Bikurim, we just said Tosefes Bikurim is like Bikurim. In what way? Again, Tosefes means I gave some Bikurim and I want to be Mosif. I want this also to be Bikurim. Something that you can't do by Truma. Meiser for sure you can't do. Meiser is by definition 10%. But even Truma, which we said is either 140th, 150th, 160th, Midi Rabbanan. Once you do it, if the next day you decide you want to be more mafresh, more truma, it was already matired. It was already matired. By Bikurim, you can be Mosif. Because remember, Bikurim is not being Mesakein, the Tevel. Right? So that's where all this works together. So when Bizman Shibab and Aretz, so the seventh Bikurim is like Bikurim when it came from Eretz Yisrael. V'imeinabam and Aretz, ena kibikurim. And if it didn't, then it's not Bikurim, it's not Bikurim. V'lama Amru, Ulama Amru, Habikurim, Minechse Kohen. We said earlier, way back, on Daf Yud Aleph or so, that Bikurim is Nechse Kohen. It's for the property of the Kohen. So, what does that mean? What could the Kohen do? What could do with it? Wow. He does not have to buy food. Unlike Maestro Shani money. Right? Bikurim, are given to the Kohen, and he could do whatever he wants with it. Right? He could buy with it Avadim, Karkos, and Behemet Temeah. Not that the Bikurim loses their Kedusha. Right? Bikurim are not like Maishra Sheni fruit, which you switch it onto something else and now the Kedusha is gone. It switches. Bikurim are always Bikurim. And therefore, the person who buys it with the Bikurim has to treat Bikurim with Kedusha. And eat it properly in Yerushalayim. So Shukona, but he can be Kona Ben Avadim, again, unlike Maishra Sheni, which can only buy food items. So you can buy an Eved, a Karka, Behemoth Man, non-kosher animals. Ubal Chov, Nodlam Bechovo. If a Kohen owes money, he could give the Bikurim to his creditor in order to pay back. Again, the creditor has to be a Kohen or, you know, of the give it to a Kohen. V'yaisha b'ksubasa. And a woman who's getting her ksuba paid can be paid in Bikurim fruit. Right? This is according to the opinion of that a woman could accept metaltalin for ksuba. Right? We usually say that the ksuba is connected to karka, but here there is metaltalin that is given over. V'sefer Torah. And you can buy a Sefer Torah with Bikurim. So the question is, all the Achronim here ask, what is, not just the Achronim, I should say, some Rishonim also, what is the Chiddush here? That a Sefer Torah can be used, be bought with Bikurim. So we'll start here, the Rav Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says, what's the Chiddush of Sefer Torah? Itzrich lemisli Sefer Torah. Delo tema kolhani nihit lachazu lachila, buy the other items on the list. They can't be eaten, but chazu l'schar sheyavu l'de achila. But maybe something from a keli to achila. I don't know, you buy an eved, and then the eved is somehow, you know, you're going to sell the eved to get food. Or, you know, somehow it's going to lead to eating. But a Sefer Torah you can't sell. Av a Sefer Torah, delo chazi l'schar sheyavu l'de achila l'fi sheyimokhir Sefer Torah emalo. So maybe if it's not shayach to the world of food, maybe that would be a limit, kamash malan. No, no, it's nothing to do with food, and therefore you can... do it. You look in the Radvaz in Dalad Yudalad right here, in Bikurim. The Radvaz says, what's the Chiddush of Lo Yadana Mai Kamash Malan? The Yeshlomer Dabagat the Chsiv Kiswa Lachem Masashira. It's a Chiddush Yenuchas Sefer Torah, not a Chiddush Yenuchas Bikurim. It says, because it says you have to write your own Sefer Torah, Fixiv Akasav Loas Mishnah Torah, Dibina Sheyichto Mishalo Mamish. You have to write your own. Kamash want to call Hani Nami Mishalohu. This is an extra of yours. You have to write it if I'm not a sofer. So this is you buy it with Bikurim fruit. So that's also good enough. So that's going backwards in time. We're going from the Bar Tanura. Actually, no, it's about the Bar Tanura is also 1400s and Rav Az is 1500s. So not backwards, but now going backwards to the Rishonim, the Ramban. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva all quote this from their Rebbe, the Ramban, Chulin Kuf Lamed Aleph. They talk about what is the Chiddush Lamdus. It says, what say for Torah? Nearly, this is the Ramban, Chulin. The Hakamash Malan, the Afilu say for Torah, She'ein Gufan Mamon, Ela L'Re'iyah Shebo, Umili Lo Miknu Bakaspa, Afalpikin Lochan Osobahem. What do you use the Sefer Torah for? Not for the item, you use it to learn from. You learn it to read from. You learn it, so you're not even, you don't use it in the same way as you use another asset, another item. It's only valuable, not only valuable for the Hishtamshus Shabo, but your Hishtamshus is not like a rake where you use it, you stick it in the ground, or an Evet that does work for you. But say for Torah, you use its, you know, obviously its value. Kamash Bolan, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush, that it's not an asset like other assets. That's the Ramban there. Okay, so three ideas about Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einosos El Chaver Betova. We had this machlokas earlier. Rabbi Yehuda says, you only give it to a Chaver. What does it mean, only to a Chaver? Says the, and Betova. What is the Chaver Betova? Betova means doing him a favor. What does that mean? We had this machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, you do not have to give it to the Kohanim of the Mishmar. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, remember there's a different Mishmar of Kohanim every week, you don't have to give it to them. That means Betova. You can do whatever you want, and they, you know, you're doing them a favor. And Chaver, they are Chaverim, right? But even though you're not giving it to the Anshei Mishmar, but you have to give it to somebody who's trustworthy, because he treats Bikurim, you have to treat it with Kedusha Vatara. Kedusha Vatara, like Truma. Like Truma, right? He compares it to Truma. Just like Truma you can give to any coin you want, so to Bikurim. Just like Truma you can only give to a Chaver, so too. Bikurim, that's the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. See the second to bottom line in the Mara Folda. L'koin chaver betova b'matnas chinam. Afa gab de eno mishmarto. De kesaver, we had this earlier, kache gvul ninhu, ubina machzikim b'toras Hashem. Back to the Mishnah. V'cham omrim, no solanchi. A mishmar, you have to give it. This is compared to kachim, as we had earlier. Bikurim is compared to karbanos, therefore you have to give it to the kohanim of the mishmar that are there that week. V'hein machalkin b'neiam k'katshei hamikdash. And they split it between them, like katshei hamikdash, and they split it, the Marafolda says, bein chaver bein amaretz. Right, this is a kula, that in terms of kiperge, that once it's given, once they split it up, then you can give it to anyone. Continuing, maybe because all the amaretz are scared of kachim, right, it could be related to that, as we've said, they're an emas kachim alei, as we had way back in Meseches Demai. We continue. So the Gemara's mashma, that sefer, you give it to us, you could buy a sefer Torah, even though the sefer Torah cannot be sold. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the selling sefer Torah. Yana b'shemer b'chiy barva. Shalu es Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ma'u shiimkar adam sefer Torah lisa isha. Could a person sell a sefer Torah if he needs money to get married? Can he sell a sefer Torah? Amar lon in, yes. Lo mo Torah to learn Torah. Can I sell a sefer Torah so I can go learn? Amar lon in, yes. Mipnei chayav because I need food to live. V'lo agevon. He didn't answer that one. That's Rav Yanai b'shemer b'chiy barva. Different version. Rabbi Yona b'shem b'chiy barva. Shalosh Rabbi Shogam Leo ma'oshim guardam sefer Torah lisi isha. Can he sell one to get married? I'm alone in. Yes. Lo ma'o Torah, I'm alone in. B'rei chayav, lo shanav lo gabeichon. To support himself just to get food, he didn't even ask that question. Two versions. Did he ask and not get an answer? Or did he not even ask the question? So all died is Rabbi Yona nicha. According to the second version, I understand. Lo shanav lo agebon. I understand. He didn't ask the question, he didn't get an answer. Al died is Rabbi Yosi in shalom lev lo agebon. But according to the first version it says, right, Rabbi Yossi, but it's maybe Rabbi Yanai. So if he asked the question, why didn't he give an answer? So he asked Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Mishim, and Gamliel. Mocher Adam, Sefer Torah, Lisa, Isha, Lomo Torah, V'kol Shekim, Ibn Chayav. It's obvious, right? If you can sell Sefer Torah to get married and to learn Torah, obviously, just to get put food on the table, then for sure. And that's why he didn't answer. He didn't answer because it's obvious. Meaning, I already gave you the answers to the other two questions. This is a Kalvachomer. This is a Kalvachomer. The Rambam Shita is a little difficult that the Mefarshim wonder about. The Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. The Rambam Menucha Sefer Torah. Yud. Perag Yud. Halacha Beis. The Rambam there starts off Perag Yud. Nim Seis Lamad. Esrim Dvarim Hein Shekol Echan Man Postal Sefer Torah. There are 20 halachas that postal Sefer Torah. That's the Rambam, putting it all together. If you have any of these in a Sefer Torah, it's like a Chumash. Doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah. And he goes through the 20 halachas of postling a Sefer Torah. But right after that, the Rambam says, halacha beis, Sefer Kasher Noag, but if it doesn't have any of these 20, then it's a Sefer Kasher. Sefer Kasher Noagin Boho Kedusha Yisera, the Kavod Gadol. The treaty of the Sefer Torah with tremendous covet. Aser lo adam limkar Sefer Torah afilu ein lo mayochal. Even if he has no food, v'afilu ha'ilo svarim rabim, v'afilu yashan, likach bo chadash lo olam. Even if you have a lot of old svarim, ein mochrin Sefer Torah ela l'shnei dvarim. Only for two things. Yilmo Torah bedamav o yisa isha bedamav. V'usha lo yelo davar acher limkar. If you have nothing else to sell, all you have is a Sefer Torah, you don't have a chair, you don't have anything else in your house to sell, so then you could sell, but only for these two reasons. And the Kesef Mishnah here says, and what about Techayav? Right? The Rambam says, you have no food to eat. So first of all, what do you mean? Pikuach Nefesh? He has to die instead of selling a Sefer Torah? So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, I must not be talking about he's going to die. Because that's obviously, he can sell a Sefer Torah, right? That's not what we're talking about here. V'achamayaskinan, Alo pikuach nefesh kodocha kol mitzvah shebetorah. V'yishlom en achinami. It's pikuach nefesh mamish you could sell. V'achom ha'eskina b'shem izonosav mitzum summon b'yoser. Avalo higil agedah shiyebo pikuach nefesh. Fine. But then, before that he says, and what does the Rambam read the Gemara? Right? It says kavachomer. Kavachomer. So, it must be Rabbi Yanai. Maybe there's another version. Rabbi Yanai asked mipnei chayav, and there was no answer. Mashma desfira leisha asa limkar. Maybe the end of the Gemara, that's just one day of the Gemara. But earlier, there's another way to understand the Gemara. He didn't answer him because it's not allowed. Not because Kal Vachomer. Not because of Kal Vachomer. That's one line of the Gemara, but maybe that's rejected eventually. So you look at the Mefarshim, how the Kesef Mishnah reads the Gemara. Again, talking about this Yerushalmi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tani Hamadi Resbeno Mitama Torah, Latama Torah, according to most, where this comes up, in Masechet Darim, it means a person really wants his son to learn Torah. and he doesn't want to be mevatalim. So he's muder hana. I can't give him any hana to my son. I don't want him to like be involved. I just want him to learn. I don't want him to have to like be service me. So muder hana. Muder hana davatara. Muder lo malos lo chavish shomayim ulalik bosaner. But we could assume that the father never meant the nether to cover basic, like bringing him some water or lighting him a candle, right? The Nedarim, remember, you go by Lashem B'nei Adam and what they were thinking. So you assume these were not included. Rabbi Yaakov bar Iti b'shem Rabbi Yonatan af lokech lo chavasa min hashuk, also to bring his stuff in from the marketplace. That also is not included. Upligan, is there a machlokas here? Is there a machlokas here? The Mara Fulda says, Rabbi Yonatan, who's an Amora, can't argue on the Tana, right? The Brisa, so is there a machlokas? The Mara says, no. Kam b'ish, kam b'isha. Are we talking about a father or a mother? If it's a father, then he'll go out to the shuk to get his own stuff. So that is included. And therefore that's usur. But by a mother, maybe she's not always going out to the shuk to bring her stuff. So there we can assume that that's not included and he would be able to do that for his mother. In my adam is suyam, but if he's a very chasha person who usually is not seen in the supermarket, who's not seen in the bringing in his own stuff from the market, asu osa ki isha. Then they treat him like the isha in this halacha, and therefore you can assume that it was not included. So therefore, the person, the son, would be able to service his father. Ma'isa, and just to prove that, ma'isa by the mechad jidir esbenom in the Talmud Torah, a person did this. Uba ma'isa lafei Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta v'hitel alamalos chavashol ma'im lahavikos aner. He allowed him to do these basic services. Tani hamocher sefer Torah shel aviv ein arasim in bracha l'olam. What if somebody yarshin the Sefer Torah, right? We already said the Shulchan Aruch says that's not good enough for your mitzvah, but you can't even sell your father the Sefer Torah. You don't see a siman bracha. V'chol ha'makayim Sefer Torah b'toch beiso, mala v'kasav omer, about him, his father, the Pasuk says, in Mishlei hon v'osher b'beiso, v'tzidkaso omedes la'ad. He will have osher in his house, tzidkaso omedes la'ad. I thought maybe that one could even darshin aderach drush. If you sell your father's Sefer Torah, that doesn't just mean Sefer Torah. That's the Mesorah. If you sell the Mesorah of your father, Eina Rosim and Bracha. If you reject all the Nihugim and the Mesorah that you've gotten, Eina Rosim and Bracha. V'chol Mekayim Sefer Torah. If I'm Mekayim, my father's Sefer Torah. B'toch Beisi, if I'm Mamshech, that Mesorah, so then, all of Akasov Omer, that's Hon V'osher Beisov, Zikasov Medes La'ad, it's like Pirka, Baruch Hashem, Bikurim, Zrayim, Baruch Hashem will celebrate at the Siyim. And we should be Zocha to continue many more days, many more weeks and months and Masechtas and Sedarim. And Baruch Hashem, next time we pick up, a Siyim is only good for the beginning, where you start again. So Baruch Hashem, we pick up next time with Shabbos Daf Aleph, which we have never done before. Shabbos Daf Aleph. You might have done a Shabbos Daf Beis, but Shabbos Daf Aleph, Baruch Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.